Sons Power Pods, 60 years of powering India.
Why, hello there, and welcome to a brand new episode of Cummins Power Pods. If you hear some excitement in my voice, it's just because I am mirroring the excitement that is in the air. There's so much to celebrate here as we try and capture the 60-year legacy of Cummins in India through this podcast. And so far, some incredible people have been hopping aboard this celebration train, if you will. And today's episode is no different. Now, here's something we all need to hear. The success of Cummins is not just attributed to its employees, it's also attributed to the vast network of dealerships that the organization has nurtured and enabled over the past six decades, right? Joining us is Mr. KDR Mishra, head of Karm Sales, one of the oldest service dealerships for Cummins in India. Karm Sales has been associated with Cummins India since 1985 and has been a long-time trusted and credible partner in the organization's growth journey. Let's go right ahead and dive into what promises to be a very exhilarating conversation.
In conversation with KDR Mishra.
Hi KDR, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you for calling me.
Well, we are super pumped because you've had a very long association with Cummins India and we want to hear all about it. Now, your firm, KDR Karm Sales, is associated with Cummins and has been since 1985. What can you tell us about your relationship? How has it strengthened since then? And what motivates you to keep this relationship going?
Yeah, it's almost a 37 years of journey that we have covered with Cummins. It was all started on 13th of August 1985 by my father. And during that time, I was in class 11th, I think. So I have seen my father's passion, belief for the brand of Cummins. The resources were very limited at that time. The finance, skills, there was a lot of problem in the product also. But I have seen the dedication he has worked with the brand Cummins. And when I joined as a Cummins, as an engineer, and then my dealership in 1994, since then the Cummins has helped me to grow. The organization's support to the next generation is commendable. And the guidance provided by the officials to excel my business is remarkable. Cummins has taught me a lot as an engineer, as a manager, as a leader. They have provided different trainings like looking through the lens of the customer, common approach to continuous improvement, Six Sigma, etc. These trainings has been provided to sharpen my technical and the leadership quality in me. The company has one appreciable quality that it works with its well-led processes and people. I have also seen that the leadership in Cummins stands by you not only during your good times, but also in the difficult times too.
Well, I think one very common theme that emerges is the fact that Cummins really cares, doesn't it, KDR? And it seems like a very wonderful partnership you have going.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, your father, you know, started this whole association. He was the head of dealership at Karm Sales in the early days and, you know, was associated with Cummins for such a long time. What memories do you have related to Cummins India that you can recollect from your childhood?
So, my father has started his career in Cummins as a service engineer in 1969 and then proceeded to taking up more roles till 1985. He accomplished various assignments abroad and India very successfully. Looking towards this, I think the dedication Cummins must have given him an opportunity to establish his own business as a dealer. My biggest motivation is my father. He's my biggest source of inspiration and my strongest supporter as well. When I remember how my father worked in initial days, it gives me a drive to be like him. His dedication, aggression and belief in a brand motivates me to be like him. Hence, I try to imbibe his positivity into my life. I have learned from my father how not to give up in tough conditions. This excites me to take up greater challenges and risk without the fear of failure or backing up. My mother is a source of a calm and confidence. Knowing exactly where to push hard and where to slow down is something I have imbibed from her. I remember various family get-togethers at Cummins during my childhood where I was felt like every person is meeting me as my own relatives. This has excited me to be a part of a Cummins.
Nice. That's lovely. And how amazing is it that, you know, these values have been passed down from your parents to you, and it's definitely in alignment with Cummins India also, I think we can safely say. KDR, now you are somewhat of an industry expert, you know, we can say that confidently, and you deeply understand the customer requirements and the need for commitment. How have you as Karm Sales worked towards addressing these needs and requirements of the customers?
So, you know, the word Cummins says everything. So in Cummins, we have a strong processes to ensure the need of a customer. In addition to this, what I have understood in all these years is that you have to empathize your customer. You should be a part of customer success. As a service dealership, we have ensured the maximum uptime of the equipment powered by Cummins. And that is what the customers is looking towards. We maintain a strong bond with our customer, which has made it easy for them to openly state their expectations and needs when it comes to Cummins engines, instead of shying away from us during our failures. This has given us an opportunity to improve. As an extension to this relationship, I have witnessed that customers have started making us as a part of their procurement team. Even whenever there are purchases to be made, customers started calling us. And this has enabled us to recommend more of a Cummins powered equipments. And this has improved the Cummins population in the territory. What I believe in is being disposed to your customers professionally as well as emotionally is the key. The entire Cummins team and Karm Sales team continues to strive for this. I'll give you an example for this, an incident. One of my mining customers had a failure of his very production equipment during the night time. And to restore that engine, it was required maybe 72 hours to complete, nothing less than that. To bring a new engine from Pune was maybe a week's time. But then what we ensured is a team led by my managers, I myself was standing with the customer and ensured that that engine was restored within 24 hours and the equipment was on road within 48 hours. Wow. This is how the customers, and Cummins, definitely Cummins were the enablers who has helped me to get these parts from the nearest location to ensure that the engine is restored. So there are many such examples where we have worked 24/7. My team has worked 24/7 for a customer and we have reached beyond their expectations. Throughout this journey, I have believed in always extra for my customer and the market deliveries. I put time in evaluating how to and what to do extra. Growth is my mantra. For action and growth, I always work on change. Since the market and customers' expectations are changing, time to time I prepare myself in advance to meet the market changes. Creating a team, empowering people is very important for a business. United we stand, divided we fall, as you know. This has been the mantra of the success for Karm Sales. There was a time when I believed that I could do, when the Karm Sales was a smaller organization and slowly it has grown. But initially, when this was small, I used to think that I can do everything by my own. Mm-hmm. But over a period of time, I started understanding, you know, if I have to do a magnitude of the work, if I have to reach to all of my customers, I have to create a team. So this is the creating good leaders into the organization is what I have done during the past 15 years.
That's amazing. They say teamwork makes the dream work, and it sure sounds like you have a dream team, you know, putting the customers first and getting the job done. So thank you for sharing that with us, KDR. And, you know, we've spoken about the industry, but considering that the industry is going through a tremendous transition right now, what do you think the future looks like for aftermarket business in India? I mean, how do you see your relationship evolving in the coming years as well?
See, as you know, India is the fastest growing economy in the world, correct? The third largest startup ecosystem in the world. Digital manufacturing sectors are on track to become global powerhouses. So it is predicted that the business that are based on collaborative economy model will enjoy immense success in next few years. Also, because of all these changes, the clients are looking for one-stop solution services from their service providers. We have presence in the market of growing sectors like defense, construction, FMCG, automobile, agriculture, so many. So mining segment has also been a tremendous growth, as you have seen. We need to transition as a single solution provider rather than a sales organization. This is what I always ask my team. We do not have to be just a sales organization. We have to be a solution provider to our customers. So right from sales to the service or from service to the sales. We have the aspirational goal to reach hefty level of increments. We want to double our business volume by 2025 from as of 2021. We are looking towards our principal to add on more products, offerings, and so on. The growth in automotive sectors have been witnessed, and the industry is going through a change of pollution norms. This has called for new infrastructure development in Cummins and with the dealers also. So we are ready with it. We have rather kept ourselves ready for the coming changes of next 5 years or 10 years.
That's the operative word, being ready for it. And I think this association with Karm Sales and Cummins India has been a long lasting one. And I think it's going to continue to be an illustrious journey for both of you. And on that note, as we celebrate these 60 glorious years in India as Cummins, what is one message that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I wish my heartiest congratulations to Cummins for completing 60 years in India. Cummins in India have powered the nation for 60 years. This motivates us to reach to the next level in coming future. A wonderful, and again, congratulations to Cummins.
Amazing. I think you've certainly added to the excitement. Thank you so much for joining us today, KDR. It was lovely hearing you on this episode.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cummins PowerPods, the sound of celebration.
Well, wasn't that just exciting to hear? And that's exactly what we aim to bring through this podcast. This has been Cummins PowerPods, and the celebrations will continue as we mark Cummins' 60-year legacy in India. There's so much more coming your way, or should I say Cummins your way? And I can't wait for you to hear it all, honestly. So continue to tune in and celebrate with us. Until next time, I'm Neerja, signing off for now. Bye-bye.
Cummins PowerPods, 60 years of powering India in voice.